Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated for the Confession of Forgiveness, found on page 95 in the front of the hymnal, and make use of the kneelers if you so desire. Page 95. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, found on page 138 and following. The grace of our Lord Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is hymn number 840, 840. We sing in verses 1 and 3 only at this time. Hymn 840, Now Thank We All Our God, verses 1 and 3.
Thank you.
prayed together in unison the prayer of the day, found on the first page of your worship bulletin or the first page of the readings and prayers bulletin insert. We pray this prayer together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God, created by you, let us live in your image. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Sustained by you, let us act in love, mercy, and compassion for your glory. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 96, 1 through 13, and if you'll please read the dark print. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord.
Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations.
God's marvelous works among all the peoples. The Lord is to be revered above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols.
But the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are in your presence.
Strength and beauty are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due the holy name.
Bring offerings and come into the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in his holy splendor.
Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord is king.
The world is firmly established, it shall never be moved.
The Lord will judge the people's equity.
Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
Let the field exult and everything in it.
Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
Before the Lord, for the Lord is coming.
For you come to judge the earth.
You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of these regions report about us what kind of welcome we have among you, and how you turn to God from idols, serve a living and true God, and to wait for God's Son from heaven, whom God raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel for today, this 21st Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Rabbi, teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and should show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then Jesus said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things of the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is the gospel lesson which was read. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, because I'm a mean old pastor, I've got a test for you. You don't have to answer it out loud. You don't have to write anything down. Just think. Okay, this is a civics test. Okay, remember civics class in high school? Civics test. Whose image or icon, that's what the Greek word is for it, whose image is on the $1 bill? Anybody know that one? Yeah? Kind of simple. Does anyone carry cash anymore? I mean, with plastic and credit cards and all that, debit cards and all that, you know, people are amazed at my bank that I don't have a debit card or an ATM card. I had an ATM card when I was in Ohio and the banks were open from 8 to 5 and I was in class, graduate school from 8 to 5. So then I had to have one to get money, but I don't have that. And I was thinking too, this is off the sheet, there's a reason people panhandle at McDonald's and Walmart. Because people have change there, okay? They don't have change at Albertsons or Winco, because they use plastic.
When I have people come up to me in parking lots saying, "Mister, have you got any change?" I said, "I've got plastic. That's all I've got is plastic." But who's on the $1 bill? Okay, whose image is on the, then who's on the $5 bill? Okay, those two I know. I have just looked this up the past 3 days, and I've been busier than a wet hen the past 3 days. So I didn't look it up on the Google machine. But you all know, you can tell me at coffee hour. Has whose image? $5 bill has whose image? I know those. But I didn't know until Sunday school who's on the $10 bill. I think that's changed. Yeah, who's on the $10 bill? The image there. I think it used to be Grant. And there's another question for you. What is President Grant's first name? For 3 days, I wrestled with God over that one. You know, tell me a coffee after you remember President, you'll remember it halfway through the sermon. I know it! President Grant's first name. Who's on the $20 bill? These are the ones I get mixed up. $20 bill and $50 bill. I think I know who they are, but I'm not sure. So that's why we're not saying the answers out loud, because I don't know. And then, who's on the $100 bill? I always have a $100 bill in my billfold, don't tell anybody. Because I only have plastic, right, in the parking lots. But I always have in case of an emergency. And plastic doesn't work. But I know who's on the $100 bill. But I don't know the 50 and the 10. Okay? It has to do with this gospel this day. The question given to Jesus is one of those bad questions. Like, have you stopped beating your dog? Yes or no? Well, you can't answer yes or no to that. Because I don't even have a dog, right? This was one of those rhetorical questions where they were trying to entrap him, and he knew that. Okay? And so he says, whose image is on the coin? Now, the fact that these religious men had one of these coins is interesting to begin with. Because it was a Greek coin. It wasn't one of the temple coins. That's why we had the money changers in the temples, so that none of that foreign money came and desecrated the temple with icons on it. You shall have no other gods before me, Ten Commandments, right? No other icons, no other gods, small g, plural. Whether it's George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Benjamin Franklin or whoever the other guys are. Hamilton, though. I won't forget that one. I think it used to be Grant. Ulysses, by the way. Anyhow, the fact that they had this coin, and he says, show me the coin. It was a denarius. You've heard that word all through the Gospels. A denarius was a coin that was worth 1 day's wage. Okay, whatever the minimum wage was back then. 1 day's wage was a denarius. But that was also the tax coin. It was easy to pay taxes because there was so many days' wages were your taxes. There were no fractions, no change. And so they show him the coin. And on the coin, he says, well, whose image is this? Whose icon is this? And they said, Caesar, Augustus, Caesar. And he says, render, the old King James Version, how many of you remember that, right? Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God. Give to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's. There's an old story in the church. The Lutherans blame the Roman Catholics, and the Roman Catholics blame the Lutherans, but it fits all of us. There was a pastor or a priest who they received the offering every week, and every week when everybody left, he'd throw the offering up in the air as high as he could. And he says, whatever God wants, he will take, and whatever God doesn't want, will fall back down on the floor. And the priest or the pastor took it all. Ha ha ha. Yeah? Old story that they tell you at seminary, right? Don't be doing that. I've even been told this is the time of stewardship Sundays now and pledge drives and all that, which we don't do here. But I've been told that some pastors have actually done that in front of people. You know, as kind of a thing, throwing money up in the air and letting it fall on the ground. It was fun when there was a lot of change, but when it's just plastic and paper and checks, it doesn't make a lot of noise. The coin had the image or the icon of Caesar. The image that has been imprinted on you is God. At your birth, at your baptism, you have been imprinted with God. God's fingerprint is on you. And you are a child of God, a son or daughter of God. So Jesus says, give to Caesar that which is Caesar's, whatever it is. But give to God that which is God's. See if these words ring a bell. They should, okay? Merciful Father, it's a prayer, by the way. I'll give you that hint. It's a prayer. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heard that before? Like every Sunday? It's one of those prayers that we pray every Sunday, like the Lord's Prayer. It's called the offertory prayer. I get all choked up. After we throw the money up in the air and God takes what he wants and we get the rest, we then say the offertory prayer. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving. That's important. What you have first given to us. And then the order is important too. Ourselves, all of who you are, our time, which is worth lots of money, and our possessions. In Genesis, God said, chapter 1, go home and prove me wrong. Dig out your Bibles, dust them off, and read it. Chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us, plural pronouns, by the way, Trinity, oh boy, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. The us is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The image is not male or female, old or young, brown hair, blue eyes, blonde hair, whatever. The image of God is to be in relationship. God is in relationship with God's self. God didn't have to create us human beings as playmates on the playground of life. He had the Holy Spirit and Jesus too. But he said, let us create them in our image so they can be relational, so that they can be married and they can be parents and children and they can be friends and they can be partners and love one another. And then it goes on to say that, you know, he created all the animals and everything else, and he couldn't find one thing that was a partner to the male. Adam, earthling, mud man. And so then he created woman to be that partner, because a zebra wasn't a good partner, or an elephant. I would have loved to have an elephant as a partner. That would have been, I could have been the elephant boy, you know? That would have been fantastic. That's the reason I'm an old bachelor. I've never met an elephant to marry. All right? Some of you are smiling. Others are going, what? Okay. Let us make humankind in our image. What is the image on the coin? Caesar. What is the image on us? God. It goes on. Jeremiah the prophet. It says in chapter 1. Jeremiah, read it. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying. Now, Jeremiah speaking of himself, but we can put ourselves in Jeremiah's place. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, therefore I formed you in the womb. I knew you, and before you were born, I made you holy, sanctified, set apart, and consecrated you. I looked up 38 versions of the Bible. There are that many on the Google machine, translations. 38 translations of Jeremiah 1, verse 4. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I made you holy. What is to be made holy? To be set apart, to be sanctified, is the big religious word. I made you my own. You are my sons and my daughters. My image is on you. Because you're not only in relationship with each other's, parents and children, husbands and wives, partners and friends, but your image is with me, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then this is the one I love. It's a tattoo, all you tattoo people, okay? Arm, leg, wherever you want to put it. Isaiah 49:16. God says to the people of Israel through the prophet Isaiah, see, or behold, I have inscribed, engraved on you, on the palms of your hands, myself. I love that. I was going to go on to graduate school, not in theology, to seminary. I was going to be an art teacher. And Italo printmaking, look it up on the Google machine, is engraving, inscribing on copper and zinc oxide plates. I was pretty good at it, actually. To engrave. God has engraved you on the palms of his hands. What does that remind you of?
The guy hanging on the cross. What was in the palms of his hands? The nail holes that we put there through our sin and our evil. And when he came in the resurrected body into that upper room, when he came to the men and the women during the next 50 days before he ascended to heaven, what were the signs that he truly was Jesus the Christ? Some of them recognized him, some of them didn't. But when they saw his hands and his feet and his side, Doubting Thomas said, unless I put my hand in his side, I won't believe it's him, risen from the dead. Are you kidding me? That next night, or the next week, on Sunday night, Jesus appeared before Thomas and he said, my Lord, my God. He didn't have to touch him. I've got that picture in my office. Come in my office and look at it. Caravaggio is the artist. It's a marvelous, marvelous painting. Jesus is thrusting Thomas's fingers into his side. God says, see, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands. You are the marks of the sign of God's love on Jesus's hands. And that's the image we should remember. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Palms of the hands. Receive these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possession for the sake of the one who gave himself totally for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. What is the image imprinted on you at your birth and your baptism? It's God, God's self. But how many of us remember that? I know it's a weekend of sickness. Bless you who are coughing and sneezing, and those who are being sick, we'll pray for them. I know it's the end of harvest. Yay, we're going to celebrate the end of harvest and some safety. No major accidents or injuries or deaths. I know all that stuff. But you are imprinted with the image of God. God has put his thumbprint on you. You have been inscribed and incised into his palms of his hands, so he will never forget you. I preached this 15 years ago, and I think maybe even since, and good old Jim Halderson, you can tell him I said, talked about him in the sermon, and when he listens to the tape, he'll hear it. James Halderson came up to me after I preached this sermon, he goes, really, Pastor? You would do that? Because the sermon was this, during this time of the year, when we talk about giving and that. In my 38 years of ministry, I have always said, every year, that if everybody in the congregation, all congregational members, not talking about visitors or family members who aren't members, but if all congregational members came to church 52 weeks in a row, I would go without a salary for a whole year. Before God, before you, truth. If everybody, we would have to have two Sundays of service. You'd have to have two services a Sunday in order to fit everybody. It'd be better than Christmas or Easter. We have so many members that we'd have to have two services on Sunday, like they did back in the 70s with Pastor Schnoiker, to fit everybody. If everybody would come for 52 weeks out of the year, I would go without a salary. We could throw the offering up to heaven. God could take up to pay me a darn thing. We'd have to pay heating and all that other stuff, electrical and, you know, all that stuff. But you wouldn't have to pay me a thing. Because I think that's how important a relationship with God is, through worship. That's why I'm not a professor or a chaplain or a teacher or any of those other things, which I do all the time anyway. I love worship. Worship is when God puts his thumbprint on us and says, you are mine. And then we come to the table and he says, I am yours. Eat and drink. Taste the wounds that Jesus poured out from his side, his hands, and his feet. Worship is that important to me that literally I will go to my grave saying this, because it'll never happen. it'll never happen. But if it did, I would stick by it. If 52 weeks in a row, I don't care when you started and when you ended, but 52 weeks in a row, everybody came to church for 1 hour a week. That's all it is, 1 hour. Or 1 hour and 15 minutes if it gets really windy with the sermon, right? Yeah, okay. I would go without a salary. I'd borrow from my mother. I used to say my mother and father, but he's in heaven now, so, you know, he's catching money too.
I'd borrow from my mother, I'd borrow from my sister, I'd live with one of you, room and board. I eat a lot, yeah. Let's pay him a salary, let's get him out of my house, you know? The hot water bill, the showers, and then he eats like a horse. No. I'd somehow do it. I'd take out a loan. I've never bought a house or anything. I'd take out a loan. 30-year mortgage on my salary for a year. Because that's how important worship is, I think. That's how important that relationship is with God. So Jesus says, give to Caesar that which is Caesar's. If he wants this little piece of metal, go ahead. But give to God that which is God, which is basically everything. Okay? Listen again to the sermon. I mean, to the prayer. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving. There's a sermon right there in those three words, joy and thanksgiving. What you have first given to us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. I know I'm preaching to the choir. The 33 of you who are here get it. You are faithful. You get it. You understand that relationship with God. But I wish the other 130 people that should be here, that we'd have to have two services a Sunday for, we'd rival the Roman Catholic Church. Ah! I drive by here every Sunday to see how many cars in the driveway and in the parking lot. And they go, well, because I don't know how many cars are in our parking lot. I come here at 7 o'clock and I leave at 1:30. You're all here and then you're all gone. I don't know who drives what. But it would be wonderful if people realized who put their thumbprint on them, who loved them so much that they would inscribe your name and your being into the palms of their hands. That's what it's all about. God loves you. God loves you so much. So yeah, pay taxes and do all that kind of thing, because taxes can be a good thing. We can support one another. I've never had children in school systems and that, but I support the school system. I drive on the asphalt. I like it when the police and the fire department are there in case of a need for police and fire department. I get the whole thing. Give to God and give to the government. Give to Biden, give to Trump, whoever the Caesar is of the year. Give them what is due. But give to God everything. Everything. Yourselves, your time, and your possessions. Bless you. Twice over. Jesus was trying to be entrapped. You stop beating your dog, yes or no? As far as I know, Jesus didn't have a dog. We don't hear about Lassie in the Gospels. But it was just as crazy of a question. Because if he answered it on behalf of Caesar, then he was an insurrectionist. And if he answered it on behalf of the religious people, no, we don't give anything to Caesar. Well, then that was a problem too. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving. Amen. I'm not sure who picked from the worship committee the hymns for today, but this next hymn is a doozy. It's wonderful. Listen to the words as we sing it. It's a familiar hymn. We give thee but thine own. Hymn 686. But listen to the words. Yes, Gary Ferguson, this may be one of my new favorite hymns, at least for this day. But listen to the words as you sing it. They're wonderful. It's the gospel all over again. 686. Oh. invite you to rise with the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 in the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. The confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed, page 105. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ, living together in trust and in hope. We confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, remember in our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eden and Megan Manlove. We pray this whole month of October as children beg for food at our door, the Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank here in America Falls, which we support faithfully. Nationally and around the world, you know as well as I do, you watch more news than I do, the war in Ukraine and Russia, the war in Sudan, the war in Gaza and Israel. We pray for people who have lost property and lives due to these wars, and then due to the natural disasters of hurricanes, flooding, and earthquakes around the world. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement, EMTs, and first responders of these crises, and we give thanks that they are here for us. We pray for the people in the fields and on the roads during this harvest season as we wind it up. We pray for their safety. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Faithful God, your Spirit enlivens the church around the world and joins believers near and far into the body of Christ. Give us the tools for the work of faith and make room in our hearts for the labor of love and give us hope. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. The seas roar, the earth rejoices, and the heavens are glad at the wonder of all that you have made. Bless the works of all farmers and laborers in the fields. We pray for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, wildfires, hurricanes, earthquakes, and flooding. Let all creation around the world know that you are in right relationship with them. Christe eleison. Christ, have mercy. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world, Gaza, Israel, Sudan, Ukraine, Russia. As you once worked through the Persian king, Cyrus, for the good of your people, accomplish your purposes through the work of leaders and public servants around and in the world. Promote peace across this world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, hope, and love to one another. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. And give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Especially lift up those in our own hearts and in our own minds. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries we are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank, AF Daily Bread, Meals on Wheels, and the Scouts
who are gathering this weekend food items for all those who are food challenged, hungry, and in need. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those we lift before you in our own hearts and minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and new life and hope in you. Christe eleison.
Christ, have mercy.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. Your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. You may be seated. Sure, go for it.
I'm a giant at heart. I love to be this tall. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Alara Kress. Happy birthday this week to Emily Weiss, Maxine Olson, Gina Brading, Heather Buchanan, Sandy Webster, Connor Kendall, and Heidi Sims. Happy anniversary this week to Bruce and Kristen Winder. The second annual St. John's Lutheran Church Halloween Carnival will be held on Saturday, October 28th, that's this coming Saturday, from 5:30 to 7. Setup for the carnival decorations will be on Friday at 5:30. Setup for the carnival booths will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. Carnival booth helpers come to the carnival at 4:30 p.m. Saturday. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections or additions to the one?
I'll add to it. This is the second annual Halloween Carnival. Last year we had over 150 people here from all over the community, communities, probably Aberdeen, Rockland, and American Falls. Last Sunday afternoon and evening, we had the rodeo awards here from the rodeo here in town. Over 150 people were fed and were part of that here. And people realize that our congregation opens our doors up to people, not only for awards and for AF Daily Bread and that kind of thing, for funeral dinners and the like, but also for fun things like this carnival. It takes a lot of work. Deb Sins and her crew have been working hard. It's not just her, I know. There are four or five people that are involved with her. But they've been working for months now on this. And so 5:30 on Friday, we can use help with decorating. 10 a.m., they're going to set the booths, okay, in the morning, so we don't have to be here till midnight on Friday night. And then carnival helpers, if you're helping with a booth, and then they're like, 50 booths? Shake your head. How many? 20. Ah, he exaggerated. Ah, there are 150 booths. No, there are 20 booths. And it was fantastic. Last year, people said, this is really fun. Yeah, I have my Halloween costume picked out for 11 and a half months now. My sister went on the Google machine and she got me the right one. So if you want to see what I'm going to be, oh boy, it's going to scare you, Laverne. It's going to scare you. I'm not a life-size spider, but close, okay? But come. Come at 5:30 on Saturday night. It's 5:30 to 7. Invite family members. Invite friends in the neighborhood. 150 people last year. We're hoping to break that this year. So I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Lord, fill through the
The offertory prayer. Listen carefully to these words. Next Sunday it's going to be in the bulletin and you're going to pray with me in unison. But today you listen to me as we pray together. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Great Thanksgiving, please rise, found on page 144 in the front of the hymn. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts, we lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Saying, take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing prepared for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymn.
Thank you. body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given to you.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Hymn 208. Us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Send now all of us forth into the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our recessional hymn is a familiar one, hymn 661. 661, I'd love to tell the story. Sing it like you mean it.